Tell me about your background.
I was born in 1968 and lived in the area of Borsalees with my parents. And my parents, my dad was working in Lucas. He's worked there for 20 most of his life. And my mum was a housewife. I went to the usual school there. And from there, I went to secondary school and educated there. Then from there, went to a short while to college. And then from there, I started my own business. And from there, I later in life start past about 10, 12 years, start looking after my parents.
Tell me about your business.
Right, business, I started early when I was 18. I started a general corner shop, general store, and then I've run that for about 5, 6 years and then changed it to electrical repair. I've done electrical repair, TV, videos, and washing machines. And then from that, I'd done a bit of debt adjusting. I went into DIY and building after that. And then I stopped my business ventures and went on to caring for my parents.
When was that?
I was about 32 then. No, actually, I believe I was 30 years old when I gave up my business and I started looking after my parents, they both had diabetes and other illnesses.
Tell me about your earliest memories of your parents' diabetes.
As far as I can remember, my mother had diabetes, class 2, and she was on the tablets, glitazide and metformin. And my father was on the same tablets at that time, as far as I can remember as well.
As far as you were concerned, then they'd always had diabetes since you were born in 1968, but do you know when they were diagnosed?
As far as I know, my father had diabetes in the early 1960s, and my mother was diagnosed in the late 1960s.
And they managed on diet and then tablets. Any idea when they went on to insulin?
As far as I know, my father went on to insulin in the late 1990s, and my mother went on insulin about the year 2000.
What was it like when you were a little boy having two parents with diabetes?
Obviously, it's like when I had the sweets, they couldn't eat the sweets, and they were limited what they could eat. And obviously, when we went out together to restaurants and to the park, if I got an ice cream, they didn't want an ice cream. And my mum had a sweet tooth. She used to love sweets, and sometimes she'd be naughty and eat a sweet, but then she had to pay the price when the sugars went high, obviously. So, yes, but generally they tried to be good with their sugar levels as long as they could.
Did you understand anything about diabetes and sugar levels?
No, not at first. I didn't understand at all. I couldn't understand why they go up, why they go down. Didn't know nothing about it. Over a period of time, as I got older, obviously, I had to educate myself more about diabetes and learned about diabetes, how it's affected, how exercise is a very important thing with diabetes as well, and also that keeping a sensible diet.